This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast it live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, any airline workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol working hard along the borders, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, and let's not forget, also, our Uber, Lyft, and our taxi drivers out there, thanks for the job you do keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And Dan the Man even chimed in during hour number one. We had everybody going, but he's going to call probably after Ms. Rosemary does. 7 past the hour. Here she is. Hello, Ms. Rosemary.
Good morning, Captain, and that was good news, too. Dan, you do call in. Now, first of all, forgive me, everyone. I still have a little pneumonia, so I'm going to do a healing blessing tomorrow night. Obviously, I can't tonight, but I got a couple things I want to say. Continuing on with this, if I can do it without crying, I have my books, The Birthplace, you know, of Our Nation. I have my Bible on the other side, and I'm thinking, oh, the poor founders. Oh, the poor founders. We are a Judeo-Christian nation, and I never thought I would live to see this group of people who are so to the, I don't even understand who they are. You know, when I pray for wisdom over our president and protection, I'm praying for wisdom for them too, for this group. They need to get wisdom because they're losing. They're never going to win. And that word impeachment, it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Well, I just told you about Tlaib and what she had to say.
Yeah, well,
I didn't realize that, but it was true.
It's just craziness. And I want to say something. You know, many years ago when I started on the show, I said, don't ever forget this, please. This is because not only do we need bodily healings, which I am going to pray for. When I do the blessings, it could be healing over the land, too, because we need that. But over our land, in Chronicles 7:14, and God does not change his mind. He says, if my people, and that's most of you, most of us, we're the Americans, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, will seek my face, turn from their ways, and what's the other word? Pray. Pray, pray, pray. I will heal their land. God never changes a covenant or his word. The word is still there. We have not lost our country. Some of you think, no, we haven't. And by the way, there's another word. By the way, there's another word I'm so sick of people using that's racist. I don't give a crap if you're white, black, yellow, red. Stop using that word. You know, racist, racist, racist. Forget it. You know, they went back to the founders. And
pick a target, choose it, use it over again.
Yep.
Because that's what they do with the Clark Piven strategy.
That's right.
Saul Alinsky. Yep, that's what this is all about.
Well, that's right, it is. And we're going to stop it. And I'm going to tell you, you don't use it around me because you don't know where I've been, who I've served, or what I've done. So don't even use it around me. I'm just saying, this is so, it's gotten so out of hand. Our president, okay, let's admit it, he's not perfect. Can I say something here? I'm not perfect. Captain's not perfect. I don't know a perfect man, except one who gave his life for us. Don't even start with that. We have the religious freedom that everybody wished they could have. Boy, I'm still holding my message on communism because I've been a little bit leery to give it on there, but I'm going to give it on air because you guys need to know what happens when you go into that socialism, real communist type stuff, where you don't have choices. I've got a whole story here that's real and true. I've never put it on here because, for one thing, I never have time. But secondly, it's pretty strong, but I think it's about time I bring it on here. And maybe, just maybe, some people that are not getting it, don't have the wisdom, will get it. Because above all people, we need to get wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom. This small group, and I guess, what do you call them, the group of four, Captain? I don't know what you're calling this little crazy, really, ones.
they're called the squad.
Right.
I said I might as well call them the tribe.
That's right. I have never in my life, I just told the captain, I cannot watch them.
But I don't want to insult the Indians.
Well, that's right, we can't insult anyone. But I will. Where are they? Who do they think they are? What, impeach? There's no reason to even, you're not going to ever impeach someone that, there's no reason for that. And by the way, I really still don't, my mind just doesn't get it, how they ever got into it, to our Congress.
It was a protest vote by people who had had it, and they chose the lesser of two evils, and they got worse.
Oh, yeah, this is pure evil. I mean, well, if you can't assimilate.
By the way, Tlaib comes from the third worst congressional district in the country, and she's done nothing to help
her. What is that? Which one is that?
Michigan. Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, full, yeah. And, of course, California.
Third worst congressional district in the country.
I know. What he was trying to say is go back and clean up your own act there.
That's exactly what the president did say, but they took it and turned the words and twisted it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody can twist my words, too, but don't try.
And I didn't realize that till after the show, and I actually thought about what was said.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Of course. They need to go back and clean up their own cotton picking act in their places, and I agree with that totally.
Until you can do what you do in your own backyard, don't tell me how we can do it across the country.
Absolutely. And there's really tears in my eyes tonight. This is a country that, I know the captain does too, I so love, because when I was going into the founders and those that gave their lives for us, I don't think anybody would say Rosemary can't have feelings. I do. But we're going to fight this, people. But we're going to fight it supernaturally and in God. And tomorrow night I hope to get everything on. So God bless you in the meantime. Remember, I love every one of you so much. Thank you, Captain. God bless America.
Alrighty, and we're going to celebrate America right now. Cool and the gang. A little celebrate here. And I'll be right back right after this break. Dan the Man's going to be calling in.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
They got Obama
fault! Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVoice.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brown.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Relief Factor. Give the 3-week quick start a try. It only costs $19.95. If you're suffering from pain like I have arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches and pain, whatever, because I just live with it. And I've been taking a leave, and I did take Mobic and Flexeril before that. It does have side effects. I didn't want to take it anymore because of the side effects. Now that I'm taking this all-natural ingredients in Relief Factor, it works. I don't have problems anymore. Take it twice a day. I do know that when I stop taking it, the pain comes back within a matter of days, and I go right back on it again because I've tried it to see if it really works. And, yes, it works, and it keeps the swelling down out of my ankles, which is another problem I have because of having the ankle replacement surgery that I have. One ankle's better than the other, if you know what I mean. All right, well, we are joined by the Professor Emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Yes, Mr. Professor, sir.
Well, I just want to say to Rosemary, all great endeavors require courage and determination.
Yep.
And as Benjamin Franklin once said, to the founding fathers, gentlemen, we all hang together, or we will certainly hang separately.
Right.
And that's what it's going to take from Republicans next year. Your country is in the balance on this one, for real. It's been said in the past, but this one is for real. And I don't want Trump to be a one-term wonder. I'd like to see him reelected. It's going to be tough, but I think we can do it. But all the what they're calling the four, as I was saying, the character in The Simpsons, Sideshow Bob, I just call these four the Sideshow Four. I mean, they sing, they dance, they curse, they lie, they'll do any trick but legislate. And that's the way I look at it. And if I was And I noticed Fox News is now calling Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez the Speaker of the House.
They are.
Yeah, she has the informal leadership. She has the informal power. You know, if I was Trump and I would go to tweet, I would just say, you know, Speaker Aoc,
sure,
have a resolution against Representative Nancy Pelosi.
Throw that dig.
She called her a
yep. Throw that dig out there against Nancy. Let her feel it.
Fox News and President Trump ought to just hammer on how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the Speaker. They should, everything, it should start with Speaker.
You're right.
Aoc.
You're right.
Put that salt into a wound, because Nancy Pelosi, as you've seen today, she is a snake in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
She should have stayed out of it. After last week, she was called a racist by Aoc, and then she goes to the floor. She is, either she's a bull being pulled with a ring in her nose by the sideshow four, or she's just so politically inept, she's doing something really stupid.
Well, Aoc has got a challenger now who is an immigrant, but she's a businesswoman, a very successful businesswoman, who has taken the American dream and let it work for her, if you will. And fact of the matter is, it could get interesting in New York, especially since she cost all those people the jobs from Amazon with her careless actions of saying, "We don't want that. That's not the kind of jobs we want." Really? Really?
It's her prospective opponent. Running against her in a primary, or is she running as a Republican?
Republican.
She'll never do anything.
They've also got a Democrat running against her.
Okay, well, that's one you want to key on, if you could, because I don't. Her district will never go Republican. Aoc won't. It's too far.
Well, they had that other guy, the Democrat that was in there, who took the seat from a Republican, and was in there for 20 years. By the way, he is going to run again against her.
Well, that would be one of the things, if I was Pelosi, I would work on those four, especially Aoc. I think she's the linchpin. I think if she was gone, the other three lose power. One of the four will lose, but I'm not sure which one. But if Aoc goes, she's kind of the face of the four. She kind of leads them around. And I think without her, the others are just, you know, character actors. But, you know, one thing, Pelosi could do is hold House Democrat re-election money from her. And Pelosi could also prevent her from going to the Democratic National Convention next summer. That would take a lot of... none of the four would be on the floor, and none of the four would give a speech, period. That would be the biggest backhand there ever was. And then leadership should select their primary opponents. No office holder likes to get pinned down in a primary and a general election, and then you just have the party fund that primary candidate to see if they can win. Because Pelosi brought all this on herself. She backed these four when she should have known better. You know, they funded these people. I mean, the one in Detroit, you ever been to Dearborn?
I have. But before it was whatever it is. I was there probably 20 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is all now. I don't care. Arabs are Arab, but it's militant. You know, it's like parts of Minneapolis where you have Somalis. You don't even think you're in the United States. The anti-American vibe and behavior they do, you know, you would think you're in East Beirut by the way they treat Americans there. They're very anti-American. They want to see America fail. And it's not that I'm racist. It's not that I'm anti-Arab or anti-Islam, because I'm not. But if you're here, you better love your country. You better put your life on the line. If your country ever asks you, you have to have that sense of patriotism. That is sorely lacking in those four.
Uh-huh.
They're what they say. They're not patriotic. They're not the best patriotic Americans there are. I think they're a joke, all right? And hopefully they're just a temporary sideshow, because I could not think Aoc runs next time. If she should win, she might be the Speaker. That's
mm-hmm.
kind of scary. But, you know, Brett Hume's still enamored with her, still thinks she's cute. And the more you listen to her talk, the less cute she is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's five snakes in the grass. There's Pelosi and the sideshow four, and I don't know which one is the most venomous. I guess the four together would be, but I'm just hoping that AOC anyway goes. So that's kind of where I'm at in all this. But there's things she can do, and there's other party officials that can take her aside, AOC, and say, straighten up, fly straight or else.
Yeah.
But they don't seem like they're going to do it.
And by the way, there's a Muslim conference that's coming up here pretty quick, and AOC's going to be there, Tlaib's going to be there, they're all going to be there again, and this is going to be in Washington, D.C. at the National Housing Center. Omar's going to be there.
I'm telling you, they're
July 23rd and 24th.
they're the female version of the Beatles. Mm-hmm. You know, wherever they go, people just cheer them, and I don't see the attraction to it. I don't really see the fascination to these people. They're kind of shallow,
mm-hmm.
You know, especially AOC. It's all about her. It's all about getting her. I noticed she doesn't go on too many big meet the press, face the nation type stuff. They don't have her on that. I listen to her on TV. A lot of times she speaks and sounds like an eighth grader.
Yeah.
So she's not real intellectual. You know, she got a college degree, but that's not saying a whole lot, but she's not exactly the most intellectual person I've ever heard.
Well, it's a liberal arts degree, and what do they teach them?
Oh, I can tell you all about that. It's
me too. She's got a liberal arts degree. Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, I deal with engineers. They're so analytic all the time, but the liberal arts people, you can.
Let me ask you a question before we have to let you go, because you've got about a minute left. What do you think about the House passing a resolution formally denouncing President Trump and his tweets?
It's just politics. I don't think anybody's going to remember it. It doesn't bother me. I mean, that's kind of what I said at the beginning of the program. Why didn't they do that to Pelosi after AOC called Pelosi a racist last week?
Yeah.
You know, the one from Detroit, what was it, 2-3 months ago, when she made she was anti-Semitic that day.
Oh, I know.
People forgot about that.
Yep.
You know, the Republicans wanted a resolution on her.
So was Omar out of Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they didn't do anything.
Nope.
And the Pelosi's excuse at the time was a joke. Well, she hadn't been here long enough. She didn't realize what she had said. Those were Pelosi's exact words.
I know. I heard it.
You know, you're not here long enough. You don't know what you said. But yet you're a member of Congress?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't buy it. You know, that's kind of what I was talking about.
Right.
They don't like Israel, and they don't like the United States.
Comes the music. You got a dash, but another great call there, Mr. Professor.
Okay, and I will talk to you
All right, thank you. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We always appreciate his comments. All right, little Proud Mary taking us to the bottom of the hour break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a measure condemning President Trump for what the Democrats called racist tweets against four lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took to the floor to urge support for the resolution.
These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and these comments are racist.
Republicans said her criticism has violated House rules against personal attacks on the president and should be stricken from the record.
The gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and requested to be taken down.
After a lengthy delay, the parliamentarian agreed. Number two Democrat Steny Hoyer.
The words should not be used in debate.
But then, in a party line vote, Democrats used their majority to overrule that finding and prevented the words from being stricken. Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. Stevens was 99 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is in this first edition of our military and veterans news. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, which has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. The other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, of the U.S. of A. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, yesterday, as I was coming out of Mission Barbecue after we had our lunch with the captain, which we have every Tuesday there on Waters Avenue, I ran into a young man, and he says, "Captain, I got to ask you a question." I said, "Yes, sir. What's that? What can I do for you?" He says, "Well, I hear you talking about National Aviation Academy, and I work right over here just off the airport, and I'm a mechanic, but I'm not an aircraft mechanic, and I just want to know if this is something that I might be able to do." And I said, "Well, you willing to learn?" "Yeah." I said, "You good with your hands?" "Yeah." I said, "There you go. Case closed. Get a hold of them." And I gave him one of my cards, and on the back I wrote naa.edu, and I wrote the phone number, 800-659-20, and I wrote Bo's name down there. I said, "You call this number, And when you get a hold of them, you ask to speak to Bo. And if you don't get them, tell them that the captain sent you and you're calling because of the fact that I sent you. And Bo will get back to you and he'll answer any questions you got. And the young man had not been in the military, asked me about financing. I told him all about that, that yes, they have financing there. And it's just like anything else. You apply for a student loan. You use it for your training because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job as an aviation maintenance tech. So he asked me the questions. I gave him the answers, and I'm pretty sure he'll make the right decision and become just that because he really wasn't happy doing what he was doing, even though he said, you know, it's a job. I don't need to worry about job security. And I said, well, you won't need to worry about job security here either if you become an aviation maintenance tech. But he just likes the fact that he works near the airport, planes flying over all the time. And he says, you know, that could be me. One of those planes could be flying because of me. And I said, you're absolutely right. So his name was Jimmy, and Jimmy, I know you may be listening right now, so Jimmy, check him out, and I know you were going to do it, so there you go. But the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is right here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in our backyard of Tampa Bay. Now, it's a course that takes 14 months. You can be well on your way, have a job in your hand before you even graduate. And it's a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, an aviation maintenance tech does all sorts of things. They don't just work on jet engines. They have different specialties, computers, electronics, avionics, working on all the different parts of the aircraft. And it's not that difficult if you are technically inclined and have already worked with your hands and done things to where you put things together, taking things apart. And, of course, the modern age is all, you know, normally about computers. You have computers that tell you this, tell you that, check this, check that. Here's how you do this, do that. And it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. Just like if you've been in a car dealership lately in a repair shop, they got the big diagnostic machine there. They hook it up to the vehicle, tells you exactly what's wrong with the vehicle. Now, same scenario with the aircraft. So, I want you to check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, it'll open the door wide open, and you'll get that white gloves treatment that you so richly deserve when you go to take the tour. Take the tour of their location. Well, Navy Secretary Richard Spencer strode into the Defense Secretary's office at the Pentagon yesterday in a symbolic changing of responsibility that will allow current Army Secretary Mark Esper to make his case to Congress for a promotion to the Defense Department's top job. We'll see where that goes, and it shouldn't be that difficult. By the way, the President Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Mark Esper is a former Raytheon lobbyist, and according to Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, he must take the additional steps to wall himself off the previous role he had as a top lobbyist for defense contractor Raytheon, which I'm sure he will do. That's not a problem, but it's just a case for another case where you've got a Democrat being a Democrat saying, oh, well, this guy, gee whiz, here we go. Now, talks on getting North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons are at risk because the United States looks set to break a promise not to hold military exercises with South Korea. North Korea said on Tuesday, looks like as if these exercises are going to go ahead. Also, when it comes to Iran, Iran's foreign minister has suggested for the first time that the Islamic Republic's ballistic missile program could be up for negotiations with the U.S., a possible opening for talks as tensions remain high between Tehran and Washington over the collapsing nuclear deal. We'll find out. And senators want to take a look at service obligations that graduates of the U.S. military academies incur for the first time in more than 20 years, because when they get out of West Point, or they get out of the Air Force Academy, or they get out of the Naval Academy, or even the Coast Guard Academy, I believe they have to give 8 years of themselves to the military. And the Congress is now considering cutting that back down to 4 years instead of eight. I'm not so sure that's a great idea, but it is what it is. Now, a $205 million construction project to prepare the Royal Air Force's Lakenheath base for the arrival of two squadrons of U.S. Air Force F-35A Lightning II fighter jets in 2021 officially got underway yesterday, as the construction on the first permanent U.S. F-35 base in Europe began. We'll see how all that works out, by the way. For the second time in a month, a Japanese Coast Guard helicopter rescued a U.S. service member swept to sea Sunday at a popular but often dangerous swimming and diving spot known as the Mermaid Grotto. Dangerous place. They ought to be watching what they're doing when they go there. And European Union nations, through their diplomatic weight behind the unraveling of the Iran nuclear deal on Monday, trying to rescue the pact from collapsing under U.S. pressure. We'll see what happens there. The F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter programs, civilian and military management, are in the midst of a changeover, just as government officials from the U.S. and partner countries are considering ejecting Turkey from involvement in the aircraft's manufacture and deployment because of the Russian S-400 missile system that they just put into place over there. The Defense Department this week also put out a multi-pronged digital modernization strategy targeting four different areas that can benefit most from a new approach to the digital age. A Pentagon-wide data shortage, storage cloud, artificial intelligence, command, control, and communications and cybersecurity are all also up in the program, where they're trying to figure out whether or not they can make all of this work. Now, that's this hour's military and Veterans News Report for you. Coming up next hour, we'll be talking about the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard, with news coming out of those agencies. But when we come back from the break that we're about to take here, we'll be telling you about the highways and byways out there and all the stuff that's transpiring tonight, as we've got a very hot heat wave out there. Some areas of the country, temperatures, heat index is 115, 120 degrees. Out there in desert country, out there in Arizona, Debbie told me yesterday at noontime it was 110 degrees at 12 noon in Arizona yesterday. Wow. Wow. Think you got heat over here? Sure. All right. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give them the phone number. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Alrighty, Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight. Okie dokie. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your favorite pilot in Flying J, Travel Plaza, because not your average daddy's truck stop anymore. No, 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 no. A whole heck of a lot better. Check them out today. Pilot and or Flying J. Well, here we go. And by the way, there's been a change in some of the weather here since the last hour. I'll get into that in a minute. A dangerous and widespread summer heat wave is expected through the upcoming weekend, through the early part of next week, across much of the central and eastern part of the United States. A large dome of high pressure will allow high temperatures to surge into the 90s and 100s in many locations, with actual temperatures topping 110 degrees in the desert southwest. While heat indexes will top 100 and approach 110 degrees or higher in many areas not used to that kind of heat. Now, there also will be no relief in sight at night, as low temperatures will remain in the 80s and low 90s in some areas. Okay, here we go. Here's the change right now. Across I-90 and I-94, and even part of I-80 in Indiana, in Michigan, headed towards Detroit, and in Ohio from Toledo all the way over to Cleveland right now, and along the Ohio Turnpike as well, you have got a high heat advisory for temperatures today to be well over 100 degrees when it comes to the heat index. Now, because of some of the rain that they've had up there, thanks to Barry and the remnants of Barry, they've got some flood advisories right now along the Indiana-Ohio border over towards Toledo. So be careful there on the secondary roads in particular. That's what I'm looking at here at the moment right now. Now, going down, I guess we'll stay up on 80 and 90 and 94. Coming around to Chicago, looking good that way. I-90, I-94 going up into Wisconsin. You're going to have some rain in the western part of Wisconsin tonight. There's also some flash flood watches up there. Southeastern Minnesota, the same thing. I-90, southern Minnesota, western part of Wisconsin, high heat advisory there today, as well as Iowa. The entire state of Iowa is inundated with a high heat advisory. Most of Illinois is inundated with a high heat advisory. Most of Missouri, most of Arkansas, the eastern half of Kansas, the eastern half of Nebraska, all inundated with a high heat advisory. Oklahoma, the eastern half of Oklahoma, and then the Texas area, pretty much down through the central part of Texas, the Metroplex, Dallas, down towards San Antonio, you have a high heat advisory there. So that's what you'll have in that part of the country. Now, we will have a heat advisory today, too, in Florida, as well as South Georgia, as well as the southeastern part of South Carolina and North Carolina and Virginia, going right up I-95 and east all the way to the ocean, then up into Maryland, Washington, D.C., Delaware, Virginia, right to New York City, again, sticking pretty close to I-95 and everything east of I-95 to the ocean under a heat advisory today for temperatures, heat index, feel like well over 100. Now, going out west today, yesterday, Debbie sent us a message from Arizona and told us that at 12 noon, the actual temperature at her residence was 110 degrees at 12 noon yesterday. Heat indexes will be well above 115. Some will climb as high as 120, maybe even higher. Needles, California heat out there today, too, going up by 15. So be advised. Also, the western part of Colorado, the other side of the mountains, going down towards Grand Junction, all the way from Wyoming down to New Mexico and Arizona, northern part of Arizona, Flagstaff west Kingman in particular, Kingman, Arizona, over into the western part of Las Vegas and up and down I-15, Barstow, and up into Utah. Again, high heat advisory and also some fire warnings there, too, for very, very dry conditions. Now, don't forget to check out the Pilot and Flying J near you. When you see one of them out there on the road, stop by, check them out. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And they definitely have a lot to offer. Okay, and Catwoman and Road Dog are telling me it's 80 degrees right now in Benton, Arkansas. All righty. Here we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning. Come in.
Good morning.
The Gang of Four, otherwise known as... and by the way, I'm not going to insult the Indians because I was going to call them a tribe, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to insult the Indians. But the squad, they're raising all kinds of hell. And I don't know about you, but I'm under the impression that the mainstream media is going with it. Fox is calling AOC the leader of the Democratic Party, Speaker of the House.
Well, they've been doing that for, several weeks.
I don't see anybody challenging her.
Well, yep. True enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Trump I really don't think he should have sent the tweets. I mean, it didn't. I don't think it helped his cause too much. Although
hasn't heard it.
There could be a tactic where he is trying to take the squad.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're referred to now as AOC plus three.
Yep.
As the face of the Democrat Party, too.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We even have several out there that are including Joe Biden, that are almost kneeling to them.
And Bernie. Bernie Sanders, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he always was, but yeah. So that's where we go.
Well, since we talked yesterday, I gave a lot of thought to what was said when the president told them in the tweet to go back to where they came from and clean up the mess that they've got there. Didn't anybody think about the fact, and it didn't dawn on me, but when I heard Tlaib talk about her congressional district, the 13th district in Michigan, in Dearborn, Michigan, she said, we are the third poorest district in the country. Well, I don't see her doing anything about it. Do you?
Well, I that's why I think if he was going to send a tweet, his tweet should have been to invite the four of them over to the White House prior to their six-week vacation they're about to go on for their August break.
Yep.
And just to say, come on over here and tell me what ideas, what legislation you have introduced to improve your districts. I'd like to hear about it, and I'll carve out some time. He could have done a lot of things to kind of neutralize
that. Well, that wouldn't have worked because not one of them has a constructive idea that we know of yet.
But matter that's fact, the point.
Yeah, matter
that's
of fact, they've been going backwards. All right, hold that thought. Here we go. Good break time coming up. We'll take the break, and we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, and I'll tell you what, it's going to get to be fun. You think the first hour was good? You think the second hour was good? It's about to get a little bit better. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.